Hey everyone, Charles here, and first of all, thank you for stopping by my podcast. If this show inspires you, makes you think, or gives you that courage to jump into action, please help by donating to this show. Click the link in the description and donate. Your donation helps us with production and finding great guests moving forward. Thank you and enjoy.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus. A range of real benefits and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of The Jump. And if this is your first time here, thank you. The Jump is all about bringing you interesting guests to help you get to that next level and jump into greatness, jump into success. So my next guest, man, I saw him on a post, okay? I was on my social media going through, and he was just holding these degrees. And the story through these degrees, I had to title this, Never Give Up and Never Listen to the No's. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, stay tuned for my special guest. Here we go.
You know you should be doing something different, right? Hey, I'm talking to you. Do you believe that you have the gift for greatness or have a special talent, but don't have the courage to take that next step? Always wondering how others made it look so easy? Well, welcome to Jump, the show that will bring you special guests just like you and me. How did they get the courage to jump into greatness? Doing what they love and living the good life. So, get ready to jump with your host, Charles Matthews Jr.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the show. And I want to bring in to you my special guest. Now, like I said in the intro, you got to hear his story. It's nothing like no other. So, let me just welcome special guests. Buddy, Jarrell, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so let's just get into... I like to get to know the person first before we get into that story because I need the background on this, okay?
Okay.
So, tell everybody, born and raised, where are you from?
I am from Kinston, North Carolina. One of those real small towns, might have like 2-3 stoplights. ESPN actually did a documentary on us not too long ago, man. They call us basketball heaven because even though we're a real small city, the percentage of professional athletes that we have is pretty high compared to like the national average.
So you're telling me you can ball? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh yeah, I can ball, man. I might can't get up the court, you know, back and forth as much as I used to, but yeah, man, I have it in me.
All right, so if I need a 3-pointer dime, I can call on you.
Hey, let's go, let's do it. I'm ready.
All right, how old are you, my friend?
30. I actually just turned 30 a couple months ago. So yeah, celebrated my 30th birthday, and yeah, man, just thankful to even, you know, have reached this age and accomplish some of the things that I've accomplished so far.
Well, congratulations on that, because that's, you know, when you get to each milestone, you have to be appreciative, and, you know, you did it doing some great things. So growing up, what did you want to do with your life?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. I honestly didn't know, because, you know, I went into I did my undergrad at North Carolina State University. And I actually went in through what's called a transition program, which is basically a program for people who don't necessarily know what they want to do. So, you know, it wasn't until I took a couple of accounting classes where I realized, like, hey, this is something I'm pretty good at, and I was interested in it, where I decided that I wanted to do kind of the accounting and finance track. And then also, too, man, just realizing, like, you know, the city that I come from, you don't really have any programs in place, you know, that promotes career awareness or career development. So that's kind of part of what's driving me as well to be in like the industries I'm working in, because I know back home, a lot of people don't really work in the accounting and finance industry. And That's what's also triggered me to start my nonprofit organization. That's one piece of it where we, you know, promote career development and try to make sure we put kids on the right track.
Well, I like that. Giving back. And giving back is always key. But let's talk about who gave back to you first. So was there one, let's talk about that one person that gave back to you and you're like, man, if it wasn't for this person.
I mean, you know, I wish I can just say one person, man, but I'm gonna have to give you three.
Okay.
Just because like I know, like to your point, man, without these three people, like the knowledge I have, the confidence I have, the motivation I have, like it wouldn't be there. So my mom, my dad, and my big brother, are definitely the ones that shape me. And, you know, I would have to, like, you know, anything as far as when it comes to success, like I would be a fool to say it was my own will or my own knowledge. Like, no, man, I have to give credit where it's due.
Definitely you have to go back. And why did you give me a little bit? I don't want to stay on this too long, but why each one of those? What did each one instill that gave you?
So just to, you know, being a black male in America, there's a lot of, you know, stereotypes out there, you know, things you see in the media about, you know, kind of our, I guess, destiny, so to speak, you know, and it's statistics, right? I mean, you can look and see the numbers. I'm pretty sure it's not a surprise to anybody when you look at the statistics and just see, you know, how, you know, just certain circumstances that you would expect for a black male to go through in America. Right. So
right.
With them though, you know, I mean, they made it clear, man, from day one, before I even knew exactly what I wanted to do, each one of them made it clear, like, you know, I need to kind of tell my own story, you know, whatever I want to do in life, you know, if I set a plan, if I work hard towards it, and mentally I see myself there, then it's possible.
Okay. So growing up, there was no, I can't do it, I can't do this. It's like they said to you, oh no.
Yeah. And my mom, man, she stayed, and my dad too. Like my, I mean, as far as when it came to grades, like, you know, and I had a military pops, man. So, yeah, like that showing weakness and saying, I can't, like, nah, that wasn't happening in our household.
I could see that. I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
All right. So then moving forward now, you're going through school. What changed? What made you think of things differently?
Yeah. So going through school, man, like just, again, going back to, I guess, some of the stereotypes, like I recall one incident where, it was my freshman year, actually. So yeah, this is 2008, you know, we're talking about the year that, Barack Obama won, you know, his first term. And, you know, the night that it was announced, me and my roommate, you know, we jumped up and down celebrating. There was others as well. So, you know, keep in mind, you know, I went to a PWI, but still, it was a lot of love, man. A lot of people celebrating. So we went out, you know, running with everybody else. We ended up running to this well-known street called Hillsboro. So, yep. You know, going crazy. We get back to our room, man, and we had this big Martin Luther King poster, and, you know, we kind of a mistake on our part because we left our door open. And again, we were just kind of caught in the moment, just running around with everybody.
Yeah.
But we get back to our room, man, and our Martin Luther King poster is marked in red. There's some racial slurs on it. So it was just one of those things. Hold on.
I got to stop you. Cause I'm trying to picture this right now. You're all happy. You run out the room, you're celebrating, and then when you come back, like that happiness, I want the feeling.
I mean, it was a mix of a lot of things, man. More so just angry. Like, I mean, I guess kind of my first experience where it was taken to that extreme. Like my mom, my dad, my brother, they had already kind of made me aware of the things that I would go through throughout life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular instance was kind of just like the first where it went to that, where it kind of went to that extreme. So, I mean, I was angry, man. Like you said, I mean, I had just come off of a big high, like the first, you know, black president in America. I mean, that just said a lot to me. And to come back and then see that we were disrespected in such a way, and, you know, you still have people that's hanging on to certain values and beliefs that this country had, you know, years ago and still have to this day. I don't know, man. It really just, you know, it was one of those situations where I thought about it the next day. Like I said, I was real angry. I woke up still angry, but then I had to think about it. Just like in life, you know, you're going to meet resistance, right?
Yes.
And you're going to meet people that doubt you and people that you know, this negative energy. So you can either, you know, succumb to that negative energy, or you can prove it wrong, man. You can resist, fight it, and basically prove it wrong. And that's what really propelled me at that school to be successful.
Okay. So now, is there any naysayers in your life?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stop. Are you ready to maximize the impact of your podcast interviews and elevate your brand like never before? Stop wasting time on interviews that don't reach their full potential. With our cutting-edge AI technology, you can transform your content into captivating marketing materials in just seconds. Don't wait for hosts to promote your work. Take control of your brand's narrative today. Click the link below and unlock the full potential of your interviews. Say hello to proactive marketing mastery and watch your brand soar with Cast Magic.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I probably still have a few. And then just to touch on, you know, another situation in high school I went through, man. And this is, you know, recently I made a LinkedIn post about this, and I had a picture as well. So I'll go into that. But just to give you the background, so, you know, this was me getting ready to go to North Carolina State. It was for a particular scholarship I was trying to get. And one of my teachers, it was like a letter of recommendation that was required. In that letter of recommendation, they put that I had a 50% chance of being successful in college. And mind you, like my grades at the time, like I told you, like my mom and dad, they didn't play about my grades. Like, I mean, I'm an AB student, like. So, you know, where she came up with that 50% calculation, man, I wish I could tell you, but I just don't know. But anyway, that was her comment. She also put in there that, you know, I come from an environment where, you know, the parents don't work. And, you know, Kinston is a small town. We have areas just like any other city, right? There's some good areas. There's some bad areas. But the particular area I grew up in, you know, it wasn't a rich area, but man, it's a lot of parents that I knew in that area, and I know they worked hard. So for her to even make that assumption, mm-hmm. You know, kind of have that preconceived notion is, I mean, it was just totally incorrect and false. But, you know, luckily, and I think it was my mom, she was like, you know what, before we send it off, like, let's check it. Like, let's read through everything. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that actually caught it. She took it to I believe it was like the school attended. And I'm not even 100% sure what happened after the fact. I mean, like the teacher was still there afterwards. But I think it says a lot to just, you know, some of the things that kids are facing in the school system. You know, when you have these teachers that puts these type of beliefs in their mind, if, you know, imagine a kid that doesn't have a support system like I had,
right?
They take that information, they believe it, and I mean, they run with it, man. And that kind of can, you know, that ruins their confidence, that destroys their future. So luckily I had that support system, and that's another thing that really drives me to this day, man. Like, I keep that in my mind, and I just want to make sure I can do my part in ensuring that, you know, any kids I connect with, that they know that if they put their mind to their goals, that it can happen, regardless of what others say.
All right. So let's get to how I found you, because this person has this big, you ain't going to do it. And that's why he titled this, you know, never give up. And then this person's telling you, no, 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 you can't do it. Okay. So let's get to it. Let's get why I put you on this. Tell everybody about that picture. Because when I read that story and I saw the picture, and if you want to know what picture I'm talking about, it is actually the caption card about this. I didn't want no nice picture. I didn't want no headshot from him. I wanted the original picture. You sitting on the car in front of your house. Come on, tell me about this picture, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So the picture, like, what I would start off by saying, one of the things my mom always told me, man, she said that the best revenge for, you know, for enemies or anything like that is to do well, and you know, let them see you do well. So when I took that picture, I had that in mind. So it's you know, again, this is the teacher. She told me I had a 50% chance of being successful in college. This picture that I took on top of my car was me holding three college degrees. So one was my undergraduate degree from North Carolina State University.
Hold on. Say it slow, brother. Say it slow.
So yeah, three degrees. One is my undergraduate, North Carolina State University. I majored in agriculture business management with a minor in accounting. The second one that I have is my MBA from East Carolina University. And then the third one that I recently acquired is my master's of accounting from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So, yeah, man, I felt like that was kind of my time to flex, so to speak, you know, without being I don't never want to, you know, come across as arrogant. Like, that's another thing that my mom and dad and my brother always instilled in me, like, be humble, because anytime. You know, anything can, you know, can happen to where you go a different direction. But still, though, like, I worked hard for those degrees. And again, I remember, you know, like it was yesterday, how that letter made me feel. So when I took that picture, man, I know you saw the big smile on my face, like that was on my mind while I was taking that picture.
Listen, all I know is Colgate tried to take that picture and use it as their next ad, because that smile was big, teeth were showing. And yeah, you know what it is? Don't get me wrong, I'm like that too. My grandmother taught me, listen, you never know what goes around, people you'll meet, you know, be humble, it'll come back to you. But sometimes, my friend, sometimes when people think, you know, like, encouragement. Everybody needs a little encouragement.
Exactly.
But when you say, I don't think you're going to do this. Like, okay, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, you're putting negative thoughts in people's minds. So when you could just give a little shine, man, I didn't know who you were. You know what I mean? Like I said, we've never met before, but I was like, yo, I'm proud of my cuz right there, man. Like, you got to be proud of, you know, somebody doing their thing. So I have to give you.
I appreciate that.
I got to give you another round of applause, man, because that was big for me. I was proud, man. I was proud.
I really appreciate that, man. And then you think too about the images that you typically see, and not all the time, but you think about some of the images you see in the media, man. So that was another thing too, just. Yeah, I just want to kind of play my part and just provide a different image of the black male, man.
Yeah, and then let's talk about that, because that one picture and a simple statement, you know, we were talking about it off air. This is what? How many interviews have you done already?
This is my third one.
Right, and just because of the story, if it could help somebody else out there, if it could help a man or a woman, a young teenager struggling in high school right now, or, you know, somebody, to let them know, hey, you can do it, then I'm all for it. And that's why I wanted you on this show, because it's about the push. You know what I mean? So exactly. Let's talk about how you're helping to give back, because you talked about your organization and everything, but what would you tell the young people now since you've gone through it? Because it's hard out there. Especially with COVID, you know, the kids they're not even in full school. Everything's online. You know, it's hard for them. So what would you tell them?
I would just say, you know, again, it goes back to developing a game plan, man. Like, easier said than done. But I think sometimes, you know, at least I know from my perspective, you know, in my teens and kind of my early 20s, you kind of come up with short-term plans and you just see everything from a short-term view. Like, I mean, when planning, it is important to have these long-term views. And then within those long-term views, you kind of build out these, you know, these short-term goals to basically reach that long-term plan. So, you know, Rome wasn't built overnight, right? Like, I mean, anything that has a big success story behind it, or where whenever you're presented with a big task, I think you're going to be presented with the opportunity where you have to have kind of this long-term plan approach. And then, like I said, break it out into shorter plans. And then the most important thing too is just, I mean, you have to believe in yourself. Like I was saying, man, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of statistics. There's things in the media that can, you know, as a Black male, and not even just a Black male, just in general, man, for anybody. But I know specifically me being a Black male, there's just a lot of things going against kind of our success story. And I mean, you can feed into that. Like I know me going to North Carolina State, like I was so nervous. And I can definitely say, like, my confidence was not the best. You know, me coming from a predominantly Black school, you know, I had this teacher telling me about a 50% success story. Now I'm at North Carolina State, this big, you know, university where I'm, you know, clearly I'm the minority. So I'm walking in classes where I'm, you know, the kind of the only one that's in there that's African-American. And, you know, it can be kind of intimidating, man, because you kind of start to ask yourself or question yourself if you even belong or if you're worthy. So, I mean, I literally had to get to a point where, you know, you have to kind of just mute out that noise and focus on, you know, the things you've accomplished. Like you can't, that when you accomplish something, you can't just like minimize it. Like you have to kind of the fact that you accomplished something, you accomplish it. Like keep building off of that, believe in yourself. And mentally, you know, see yourself kind of at the end of that road, whatever that end of road is for you.
Yeah, I do like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to do some rapid fire to get to know you a little bit more. Stay tuned.
Do you want to achieve your dreams and ambitions? Hi, I'm Carlene Grant, and I'm a life coach. A life coach is great if you want to achieve something more in your life. If you're ready to move forward, launch into something greater, and live your life of excellence. Let me help you get there. You've got this. I'm Carlene, and I'm ready to be your life coach. You can call me at 647-746-7243 or carlene@ontarioenrichmentcc.com.
Hey, it's okay if you're driving or too busy to take notes. Charles has your parachute packed with all the info you need to jump into success. Check out the links section for all the tools you need to land safe. Now, let's keep falling with Charles and his special guest.
Yes, we're back with my special guest, and it's all about don't listen. You know, never give up and don't listen to the no's. And that's, and I think the reason why I'm so hyped about this too, because I got those no's growing up as well. And, you know, right now, if they could see me now, you know, I got this little, you know, I want to walk by with a little strut in front of them. You know what I mean? It's, I know it sounds so wrong, but it's, you know, you got to feel good when you finally, you finally accomplish what you accomplish. And I'm telling all the young people out there, the best way to get back at somebody when they say no is just to prove them wrong. You know what I mean? Yes. Stay the good person you are. You don't need to scream. You don't need to cuss or anything. It's just do the right thing and show them at the end, hey, don't worry, I got you. Give me 2 years and then come back and check on me. You know what I mean? So love it. Love it. All right. So now we're going to get to know you a little bit more, my friend.
Okay.
All right. So, When you're studying for your big exams, what's in the headphones?
Oh man, Top of Thought. It's this artist named Top of Thought, man. If nobody if you haven't listened to him before, definitely listen to him. And like the reason I say that is the message that he sends is quite different. And it's a hip hop artist. So sorry, I should have kind of mentioned that. So it's hip hop and you know, the message that he sends is a little bit different than what you might typically hear from a hip hop artist, man. I mean, he really talks about motivating people, going through kind of the struggle. Like a lot of times with hip hop music, and nothing against hip hop, like I love hip hop, man. But sometimes I think, you know, it's kind of like a lot of money and flossing and, you know, things of that nature, man. But he really talks about just the average person, you know, going through kind of just a normal day. So again, yeah, Top for Thought if you haven't listened to him.
You know, about 50 people just started downloading his song right now because you said that, right?
Yeah, like 10,000 hours, man. He has this one called 10,000 hours that's also a couple other projects that he had, but I know like Tidal, he's up there, but you know, he's not a national artist yet, but like, I think like this guy has to make it, man. Like the music is just like, seriously, like, please listen to him. Like that is the motivation.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Just before your test, your mom says to you, dinner, what do you want to get hype for your test? What's she cooking you?
Oh, that's easy. Fried chicken, man. I don't care what the other sides are, you know, throw some collards up there, mac and cheese, but the fried chicken, man.
Favorite sport?
Basketball. Yep, Kinston, North Carolina. I have to go with basketball.
Okay, so you know I'm going to ask you, man, the player.
Favorite player?
Yep.
Charles Shackelford, man. Favorite player. He played in the NBA for some years. He played at North Carolina State before going into the NBA. So yeah, Charles Shackelford is at the top of my list. And then you have Brandon Ingram is another one of my favorites that's currently in the NBA. Reggie Bullock as well. Like, his shooting percentage is crazy. I'm trying to see if I'm missing anybody. But yeah, those are my main ones, man.
All right. So ready? Because you're from, what is it? I got to ask you, the GOAT, Jordan or LeBron?
Oh, man. Why you have to do me like that? Man, listen, I'm a 90s baby, right? So I never the only thing I'm seeing with Jordan right now is like highlights. You know, they just recently had the documentary. So
right,
like,
right.
I mean, just watching that stuff, like, I mean, incredible, man. Like, if I had to go with somebody to take the last shot between Jordan and LeBron, I'm going with Jordan. But as far as like looking at it from a skill set, man, like, you know, the physical strength, all that kind of, you know, one package, like I go with LeBron, man. LeBron's my guy.
Okay. See, we can tell you young. after the show, we'll sit down together and I'll show you some lines. Don't worry. We'll show you how it's done, man. We'll show it.
You going to take me through it?
Yeah, I'll take you through it, my friend.
I got you.
All right. Now, if you could go back and talk to this person that said, you know, the 50, what would you say to that person right now?
I would ask them, you know, what is that based off of? Again, you know, I would really want to understand that because I was an AB student at the time. Yeah, sure, I might have made some jokes here and there in class, but literally, like, I mean, where was that coming from? And I would just have to caution her to really be mindful and think about her approach when working with these kids, because again, man, like, what if you know, if that message is delivered to a kid that doesn't have the right support system in place, like, that's not okay, man. That's not okay.
Because that could have just changed the whole outlook on that person's future.
Exactly.
Speaking of the future, what do you see right now? You guys are in this election race. You know, you guys got this thing. We watching you up there, and, you know, we're watching everything that's going on. What's your thoughts?
I won't go too much into politics or who I'm voting for, but one thing I can say, man, that I don't like with politics right now is just the, you know, I don't think both sides are taking an objective approach. And what I mean by that is, you know, one side can say something that's logical, right? I mean, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And because like this particular person is saying it, someone on the other side, you know, another political party is going to say, oh no, that doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So it's like be adults, man. Like, sit, I mean, you saw the election, man. It's just, I was talking to my nephew the other day. He's 14 years old, and you know, he was just saying he was like, it seemed like a bunch of middle school kids up there, like, and it did. Like, just be adults, like, take an objective approach, listen to each other. I mean, there might be synergies that exist to where if they actually listen to each other, you know, they can make the world a better place. But my take on politics has always been like, I can't sit around and base what I'm going to do off of who's in office. Like, I am going to do my part regardless of who's in office. Like, my goal, I know my vision, I know my skills, I know how I can inspire people.
Right.
I'm going to do that regardless who's sitting in that seat, man.
Okay, so let me touch on that. Who can you inspire?
I think, like, from what I've been seeing is a lot of kids that look like me and kind of where I'm from, man. Like I said, it's just, you know, I think there is kind of this misconstrued portrayal of the black male in America that we have limited options when it comes to what we can actually do as a career, so to speak. So, I mean, I think that is the group. And like I said, not even just limiting to myself to just one particular population. I mean, I think anybody that I might share my story with, I can impact. But just in particular, I know that, you know, that particular segment, because I look like that kid. You know, that's the ones that I've been noticing that I impact the most. And I hope I continue to do that.
All right. We're going to play a quick game before I let you go. It's called Pick Three. So I got questions from 1 to 10, and you're going to pick three, and I'm going to ask you those questions. So pick numbers between 1 and 10, my friend.
Pick three numbers between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
Or 3, 5, and 8.
3, 5, and 8. Okay. 3. What question that I didn't ask you that you would have asked if you were in my position?
That is an interesting question. I guess, I don't know, man. We touched on a lot. Like, I mean, maybe, like, one thing I wanted to, other things I have kind of going on outside of the nonprofit. Like, I also have my accounting services business. So right now I have a couple of clients enrolled in that, where I basically handle like their monthly, you know, bookkeeping and some accounting related work. So not just the nonprofit work I'm doing, I'm also doing that type of thing. And even though it's not a nonprofit, like, I really like the work that I'm doing with the Shack Accounting Services business, because I'm helping a lot of minority businesses out right now, like, really understand kind of this, you know, the idea of profit, man. Like, right now, I think it's good because you have this awareness amongst minorities where they are becoming more conscious and aware of business and the importance of business ownership. But like me, because of the industry I've worked in and the things I've seen kind of working for bigger corporations, like, I know what goes into the planning process. So just helping my clients really go through that planning process and understand, like, how they get to that bottom line, which is profit.
All right. Well, the next one you picked, it actually asks, what's the myth about your industry that you want to, you know, detangle?
Yeah. So, like you said, I kind of just touched on that. But again, just expanding on it, I mean, even when you think about just the financial literacy part of it, man, like, you know, having money is kind of one part of it. But the education of money is like a whole different thing. Like, I give you an example. I mean, you can have somebody that literally brings in $300,000 in a year, but their expenses is $295,000, compared to somebody that's making $90,000 a year and their expenses, you know, they manage it appropriately, it's only like $40,000. Like, who's really winning in that situation? You know what I mean? So, like, that's kind of like a myth that I really want to make sure people understand. Like, because you have social media, right? Like, you see things on social media, and I think sometimes that can discourage people because they might see somebody taking trips or, you know, having a car that they like. But again, like, just stick to your plan, you know, do what makes financial sense to you, and just, you know, budget appropriately, man. Money isn't just about the money that's coming in, it's about the money that's going out too.
All right. And the last one is, what was the last book or the book that you want to tell everybody that is the book, the key book?
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Oh, let me see. As a man, think of, man. I loved, and I can't remember. My brother is gonna get me on this, man. That's another reason I love my big brother, man, because like he really got me in the habit of reading things. Yeah, he's gonna get me by not knowing this author when he listens. But as a man, think of like this book is good. Like it goes back to some of the things we talked about today. Just, you know, regardless of your physical environment, the things that you physically see, you know, we all have something. And regardless of your religious background, like we all have, you know, some type of energy within us, man. Where, you know, if you kind of focus on that energy internally, you can block out a lot of these things that's coming from the outside and get to where you want to be.
No, okay. And what's the title one more time?
As a Man Thinketh.
As a Man Thinketh. Okay. Yep. Okay. So if you guys are listening, you know what I mean? Find out who the author is, put it into the description, and so we all can get that book. All right, my friend. Well, listen, that is our time, and I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. But before I let you go, I'm putting you on stage in front of 200 students. You got 1 minute. Give them your speech.
Yep. So I would just say that, you know, in life, you are definitely going to come across many obstacles. I mean, that's just part of life. Like you're gonna deal with some roadblocks, but again, just, you know, internally, you have to believe in yourself. Keep in mind what your end goal is. You know, there's going to be some things in the middle that you have to do to reach that end goal, but just make sure you always kind of, you know, vision yourself being at the end of that road, and just know and truly believe that whatever you put your mind to, that you can accomplish.
Yeah, beautiful said, my friend. All right. So this is your opportunity. Before we go, it's called a shout out time. Anybody you want to say what's up to who may be listening around the world, this is your opportunity to shout you out. Pretend it's the BET Awards. You know what I mean? You just got your awards. I'll give you your time. Go ahead.
All right. Well, of course, shout out to my mom and dad. Like I said, man, without them, wouldn't be nothing. Shout out to my big brother, because again, he had a big influence in my life. Shout out to Time for Thought, man. Like I said, that's an artist that, like, throughout school, even now, like whenever I'm kind of down, man, I listen to. So anybody that needs some good music, good content, Time for Thought. Shout out to my clients that I work with on the Sheck Accountant Services, Turnkey Solutions, Heat Restaurant, BME Entertainment, and shout out to my best friend, Kevin, man, who also, like, you know, that's just my go-to person. He's my best man in my wedding coming up next year. Oh, and oh my God, man, if I would have did this, if I would have left this out, bro, you already know what I'm about to say. If I would have left this out, I would have had some problems at dinner tonight, man. Shout out to my lovely, my beautiful, like, the reason, like, I'm pushing right now, my hold everything,
on.
Man.
Hold on.
To my fiance, man.
Okay, hold on. We got to start over that part. Listen, I don't do this too often, but like I said, you're like family now, kid. Take the time. Take it slowly. Do that one. Go ahead.
Hey, I was about to say, let me rewind that back, right? We'll keep my mom, my dad, my brother, but right after that, I have to, like, this is me inserting this, like, right, you know, right there, okay?
Okay.
Shout out to my beautiful fiance, Kiera. She helped me actually develop, like, my nonprofit vision. She works for a nonprofit, Teen Court. It's a youth diversion program, so she's real passionate about helping kids and, you know, kids that get in trouble at an early age, making sure they're aware of these youth diversion programs so they're not, you know, they're not stuck with something on their record that can impact them in the long term. So shout out to my fiance, my beautiful soon to be wife, man, my queen.
There you go, B. I got you. Don't worry. I got you. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for being on the show.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
And now listen, everybody. Listen, we had a great time, but listen to his points. And if you think about it, there's always going to be people telling you that you can't do something. If you know in your heart you can do it and you got good people around you, if you listen, he has, you know, his mom and dad, his big brother. That's all you need. You got family, close family and friends that believe in you. That's all you need. Because at the end of the day, you can prove them wrong by going out there and doing what you know you can do best. And what you believe in is all that matters. If you know you did 110% and you gave it your all, then you're a winner in my eyes. Thank you for listening. Let somebody know you're just on the jump.
Thank you for listening. If you liked the show or have a comment, we would love to hear from you. Join our mailing list, and as always, check out our special deals links below. I hope this has inspired you to look at your life and jump. See you next week.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, hope you had a great time listening to the show. If you think I did a great job, please buy me a coffee. I still got a lot of work to do. We would love to hear from you, your feedback, so please click the link and leave us a review. You can help us grow by following us on all social media platforms and sharing this link. Once again, it's time for you to jump. Success is waiting.